Title: Bassline Theory in Ableton Live 12, Swing Tutorial with Groove Pool Tricks for Jungle and Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's get into a really practical, really usable piece of jungle and old school drum and bass craft. How to make a bassline sit correctly with a break at 170 plus BPM, using Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool in a controlled way. Because here's the truth. You can have the right notes, the right sounds, even the right break, and it still won't feel like jungle unless the bass and the drums are sharing the same pocket. That slightly drunk but tight push and pull. That rolling feeling where the break feels like it's pulling the bass forward, and the bass feels like it's answering the break. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2-bar bass line in a minor, a clean sub plus a gritty mid layer, and a groove workflow you can reuse like a DJ tool. Straight version for compatibility, swan version for vibe, and a couple of variations you can bounce out and actually mix. Let's set it up like a DNB producer. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Time signature 4/4. If you're working with any breaks, make sure warp is on. And make 3 groups so you can think clearly: drums, bass, and music or FX. That sounds basic, but it keeps you in versioning mode. Like you're building tools, not just a loop.